From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries. And this week we are looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, under the theme of Christ being our pattern. And what that is basically teaching us is that as Christians, we should pattern our life after Jesus Christ. Now, yesterday I took some time to elaborate upon that a little bit, and I stated then that one doesn't become a Christian by patterning his or her life after Christ. Did you hear that? One does not become a Christian by patterning his or her life after Jesus Christ. The only way one can become a Christian is by being born again. That is by trusting Jesus Christ. That is by calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and being saved. Have you done that? You see, that's where salvation begins. And so, for a person who says, well, I follow the principles and the teachings of Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean that they're a Christian. The only real way to be a Christian is to be born again. But when a person is born again, then the Bible teaches us that we are to follow the teachings of Christ. And we see that being brought out very clearly for us here in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Now, this text starts out by saying in verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And let me just say here at the very beginning of the program today that that phrase, "let this mind be in you," basically means that as Christians, we should have the same attitude in day-by-day living as Jesus Christ portrayed when he was on the earth. That's what it's teaching, that we should have the same attitude in our day-by-day living that Jesus Christ had when he was here on the earth. And, of course, that is the attitude of humility. And we're going to get around to that later on in the series. But yesterday and today and the Lord willing tomorrow, we're going to be taking a look at Jesus Christ himself. And yesterday we noted the condition of Christ, that as verse 6 says, he is in the form of God, he is equal with God, always has been, always will be, because he is God. You see it there. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, Jesus Christ did not think that he was robbing anything from God by the fact that he was equal with God, because he is God. And I know that I can hear somebody say, well, that sounds a bit complicated to me, but it's not. Jesus Christ is the very God of very gods, because he is, always has been, always will be, in the form of God and equal with God. That's the condition of Christ. But when we come into verses 7 and 8, we see the choice of Christ. And this is the significant passage of Scripture that we want to focus on when it talks about the importance that you and I as Christians have of having the same attitude that Jesus had. What was the choice of Christ? Even though he has always been in the form of God, always been equal with God because he is God, Jesus Christ chose to humble himself beyond human imagination. You know, we talk about humility a lot, but none of us have ever really gotten near to humble ourselves like Jesus Christ did, because it's impossible for us to do that. And I say it's impossible for us to do that because, you see, Jesus Christ is God and he humbled himself to be born in the cave and placed in a manger there outside the little town of Bethlehem. You and I could never humble ourselves to that degree because we are not God. But as Christ humbled himself, we ought to follow that pattern. But let's look at the choice of Christ in the way that he humbled himself. And in verses 7 and 8, we see seven steps of Christ's humility. And I'm going to go over these rather rapidly because of the lack of time. You may want to write in and get this entire series of messages so that you can dig a bit deeper into what I'm attempting to teach you this week. But let's look at these seven steps of humility. First of all, Christ made himself of no reputation. You see it there in verse 7, the first part? It says, but made himself of no reputation. And that means that in coming to earth, Christ completely emptied himself. That is, he laid aside every advantage and privilege of divine right. Did he stop being God? No. When Jesus was on this earth, he was 100% God and 100% man. But the fact of the matter is, he emptied himself of the divine right of showing his glory when he was on the earth. Because you see, if he showed the fullness of his glory, nobody could have looked upon him and yet lived. He humbled himself. Then, step two says, Christ became a servant. You see it there again in verse 7. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. In coming to earth, Christ forsook his position of Lord and literally became a servant. Wow. You see, he came to serve God the Father, to go to cross, to the cross, and then he came to serve mankind to provide salvation on the cross. But let's continue. Christ was made in the likeness of man. Verse 7, it says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. What does that mean? It means that in coming to earth, Christ, through the virgin birth, became a full and complete human being. Keep that in mind. He was a full and complete human being, along with being fully and completely God. Well, another step of his humility is found in the first part of verse 8 of Philippians 2, where it says, and being found in fashion as a man. Christ was in fashion of a man. In coming to earth, Christ appeared as a man in every way. In other words, he had all of the characteristics of humanity. He got tired as we get tired. He got hungry as we get hungry. And the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that he was tempted in like points even as we are, yet without sin. Why? Because he was a man in every way. But we see he continued to humble himself. Again, verse 8, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself. What that teaches us is that in coming to earth, Christ lowered himself below both God the Father and mankind. Obviously, he humbled himself lower than God the Father when he became a human, but he humbled himself lower than mankind because he came into this world to serve all of mankind, and he did it in such a way that no other person has ever done. But his humility continues to go down. Look in verse 8 again. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and look at this, became obedient unto death. You see, in coming to earth, Christ obeyed the Father's will and died. Death is what he experienced. Death is what he chose. Death is totally foreign to God because God does not die. But Jesus Christ, in taking on the form of a man, the form of a human, went to the cross and died, paying the wage of our sin, which is death. What humility. But then notice another step in Christ's humility. It says in verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death. Look at this, even the death of the cross. Even the death of the cross. You see, in coming to earth, Christ chose to die the most excruciatingly painful and shameful form of execution ever, the death of the cross, and he did it to bear the sin of the whole world. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, he went through physical excruciation like many other people did, because the Romans crucified many people, but Jesus went the next step and had spiritual excruciation because he bore the sin of everybody in his body on that cross. What humility! It starts out, as we said yesterday in verse 6, that Jesus Christ was in the form of God, was equal with God, always has, always will be, but he laid all of that aside. He chose to humble himself so as to submit to the will of God the Father and to serve you and me as members of the human race. Think of it this way. Jesus Christ put himself out of the way to obey the Father and to serve mankind. And in doing that, he presented the greatest of all humility. And when we go back to verse 5 of Philippians 2, where it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," it says that you and I ought to have the same attitude to submit to the Father and to humble ourselves even before other human beings in order to pattern our life after Jesus Christ. Wow. That's something to think about. We'll address that to a greater degree later on this week. But our time's up for today. The Lord willing, we'll be back with you again tomorrow and look at the commendation of Christ. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.